A new change.org petition set up by four UCSF medical doctors is calling for Governor Newsom, as well as every school superintendent and public health officer in California, to lift many of the state's COVID safety restrictions. With 7,000 signatures and counting, the petition argues that the threat of COVID has downgraded from pandemic to endemic, and that this warrants a change in the state's public health strategy, especially for children and schools. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Jean Noble, Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine and Director of COVID Response for the UCSF Emergency Department. Good morning, Dr. Noble.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So the goal of this petition is to start removing COVID restrictions once Omicron is behind us. So first of all, where do we stand with Omicron?
Well, we have passed the peak, and cases are now plummeting. Our cases peaked around January 9th, and our deaths peaked soon thereafter on January 13th.
Okay, so just curious about the predictions about Omicron leading to more hospitalizations and death. Were those predictions accurate?
No. Even though we knew that Omicron caused less severe disease, and many still warned that we would have more hospitalizations and deaths compared to Delta because Omicron was so much more infection, that prediction turned out to be false. As San Francisco's health director, Grant Colfax, noted this week, our Bay Area hospitals maintain really robust capacity throughout the surge. And to put this in perspective, we had almost 10 times as many COVID cases during our Omicron surge compared to Delta, but only a third of the deaths. So our vaccines protected us from serious illness, and we gained much higher levels of immunity from asymptomatic spread, which will protect us against future surges at a fraction of the cost in terms of human suffering.
So you want to end asymptomatic testing, quarantines in schools, and lift mask mandates. Why is that?
When the Omicron surge is fully behind us, which will be in just a few weeks, it will be time to retire our COVID restrictions because they'll fail a basic cost-benefit analysis. We no longer have a compelling public health justification for tracking down every last infection through asymptomatic testing and quarantines because COVID is here to stay. And as Dr. Colfax noted, we need to pivot from preventing new cases to focusing primarily on preventing serious illness. Keeping healthy students and teachers out of school leads to learning loss, and it's really disruptive to families. And we have very little data to suggest that testing and quarantines for healthy students is likely to prevent serious illness in others. Instead, we can do much better than that and focus on vaccinating and boosting our most vulnerable, not continued restrictions on young, healthy populations.
So the indoor mask mandate expires on February 15th. You believe it should expire for children and adults at the same time, right?
Yes. Children are less threatened by COVID than any other demographic group in our society. It simply does not make sense to place greater restrictions on children when they have always been less threatened by COVID than adults.
So what would you say to people who are worried and nervous about removing these COVID restrictions?
I understand people's fears. We have been through a lot, but we have to recognize that for the vaccinated, the health risks posed by COVID are now on par with other respiratory viruses like the flu or even the common cold that don't bring our society to a halt. If we send every child home from school who had a runny nose between October and April, the amount of educational loss would be staggering. We've got to start treating COVID like we treat other respiratory viruses. That is what it means to have COVID as an endemic disease. And of course, some parents may continue to have their children wear masks for a while longer, and that's okay. It's just not something that we need to continue to mandate after the current surge is over.
Do you believe these restrictions are actually causing harm to children and teens?
I do, and that's why we should not continue COVID restrictions for longer than is necessary. Take masking. We have concerning evidence of language delay in young children associated with mask use. We know that English language learners rely on lip reading that's impossible with masks. We know that all children and adults struggle to interpret emotions with our mouths covered. Masking lowers the quality of the learning environment academically, socially, emotionally. It just shouldn't be considered a benign intervention.
So many children are still being required to mask outdoors. How do we even go from that to removing all COVID restrictions?
Masking outdoors was never required by our health departments, but was adopted by schools to avoid this prospect of home quarantines triggered by unmasked exposures. I do think it was a failing of our public health officials who didn't speak out against this practice of outdoor masking as unnecessary, and their silence essentially deprived students of any kind of mask break during their school day. With the latest state guidelines, students aren't required to quarantine at home, so they have essentially already lifted this initial motivation for outdoor masking. But once a mitigation layer is in place, it's really hard to peel it away.
So what needs to happen to make schools go back to the way they used to be pre-COVID?
We need firm statements from our public health officials that give parents and families permission to go back to pre-pandemic living without any implication that to do so would be a breach of community trust or somehow irresponsible. COVID school restrictions should be reframed as options that families can decide upon individually based on their own assessment of risk. And with this new framework, some teachers and students may wish to continue to mask and restrict their social interactions until they're ready to move on, and that's fine. But many others will embrace a return to pre-pandemic living, and that's okay too.
Have you received any feedback from this petition?
I've received a lot of positive feedback from parents, some teachers, other physicians. We've accumulated, more than 7,000 signatures in just about 48 hours. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that this will be taken seriously by our public health officials, and they will try to prioritize kids moving forward.
But no response yet from Governor Newsom or public health officials?
Not yet.
Dr. Jean Noble, Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine and Director of COVID Response for the UCSF Emergency Department, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.